What else did you do, John? You were in the yard for a while doing the forklifting. Did you move to another department then?
Another department? I shafted around before, you know, when wasn't that void there. Actually, I worked in the salt first, salt department, that was the loading bay. And then they asked me, would you like to come up to the yard and do chipwork and work the forklifts and that? So I don't mind. There was more money in it then. And I increased the wages and everything like that. Because them days, Tommy, how to you, yeah. Them days the wages were fantastic. Yeah. I was coming home out 1960. You could have a £500 or £600 a week. Because the opportunities were there for you to work. It wasn't that hard. But the only thing, you lost a bit of sleep and that, if you want to do doubles. I was, the old saying in the mill that time was, you want the two-headed halfpenny, that's up, who's going to do the double. That's the way, you know. But I never...
Double shifts.
And there was treble time, paid on a Sunday. And then the lads got too cocky in themselves. And that Jaden Dutta fella, you're on double time, I'm on treble time. Sunday. So the boss got on the hair this, and there was a little bit of this commotion about this, that, and the other. Get more money than the other fella. And I wasn't going to work with treble time, and I'm only getting double time. So that's where the animosity came in.
Mm.
Jealousy, you know. That.
It started to creep in.
It did creep in. Yeah. Very, very bad that time, because it was the downfall to me of the mill between workers. And I mean that.
A kind of a jealousy?
Yeah.
That one fellow was working more hours than the other.
That's it. That's correct. Because I made my own manager apologise over that remark one time. When we were sitting at the boardroom, and I was the one involved with John Mitchell. And we wanted to set more wages and this, that, and the other. But I was plastic enough, I wasn't fighting really, but John Mitchell almost wanted the television on the forklift and the fire if it possible. And then he turned around to the boss and says, are you jealous? That was the fittest in that time. I don't accept that remark. I told my union delegate, I can't accept that remark. I'm not jealous of anyone. The more to get, the better. I want you to withdraw, Mr. Cusick. And he turned around and said, all right, I'll withdraw. That's not for you. Thank you. This is the word he said.
Yeah.
I know, didn't you?
But I suppose in many ways the unions, there were a number of unions. What union were you connected to?
Oh, transport union. Transport, yeah.
And
Liberty Hall, like, you know.
Yeah, and so was there that time, we're still talking about the 60s and 70s, there was the state of the country at the time was almost revolutionary. I mean, the way people were doing things and thinking, you know.
Yes,
so yes. Was there a sense of almost military effect in the union? Did you sense that?
Sensed it, all right. Because I'm going to tell you the truth from my heart. We closed down that mill. Workers.
Do you honestly believe that?
Yes. We closed it. Too greedy. It's all greed. And not cooperating. For there was a great future there. And I enjoyed it, walking. Look, my family reared. And all my family, we reared them out there. And so the Clondalkin, three quarters of Clondalkin reared the families out there. But then we became too greedy. And that's the unfortunate thing of it all. And I was a shop steward one time. But I was very straightforward. I was that thing I said it. But I was very classic in Wales.
Mm.
But there were good lads, they were fighting for something, but the soldiers there were, unions and everything, because they wanted this. They wanted meetings here, meetings there, and still be on the clock. It's unfair to management in wages. That's the way I'm looking at it. And they're too aggressive, the delegates and everything like that.
You're painting a picture of the workers that they genuinely wanted to work
correct
there.
Yeah.
But are you saying to me that the unions were telling them they should be looking for more money to do that work, or maybe work less hours? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they were at loggerheads with management a lot, you know, too. Like, we had a boss man, a good boss man. He was huge himself. But he's the only man that could get the 80th part of a penny. But overall, it's money, you know, like, that's the way it would. He was the only one that could get that part. It was a farden or a halfpenny.
Yeah.
We get it. We won't give it to them. That was the point. But the way what I honest opinion is, we became too greedy. We did get good money. And if you genuinely look back on it, did close down, or after it closed down, reopened, they were working for buttons. And I had to do it. They were delirious, guys. And I was out sick at the time, by the way.
Yeah.
I was on invalidity.
What happened to you?
I had race, and I had a bad accident there some years ago, but no claim or anything.
Yeah.
No, as a matter of fact, they didn't respect you whether you had an accident or not. They want to know, is the Jeep all right outside?
Talk to me about that Jeep. What did you drive? I have a photograph here. Is that your Jeep?
No, it's something like that. Yeah, they're the forklift now.
Yeah, but describe the Jeep.
That's the hoist. That was on a lorry. Now, that was bringing in waste paper. That was not local too, by the way. Waste paper, newspapers, everything.
Mm.
You had to handle that, though. You don't know, you know, what you get over. But that had it was bad, but it had to be sorted out and everything and handled.
But this was recycling, so the newspapers and the other waste.
Pulp goes to mix in with the pulp.
Yeah.
Of the various type of pulp paper you're making. I don't know if you get the craft paper, whatever it be, you know, the brown would be craft, then that bleach would be printing paper, and then there would go out the newspaper and wallpaper.
Before we talk, we just finish with the truck first. I'm very interested.
But no, that actually, it's not my time when I went into the mill. You know, that was that man there, Paddy Dorn's time. It was the whole system that a hoist outside the mill on the Nanga Road side. Remember the door? Take it in. What a way to swing it in, I don't know. But that was the way at that time.
Did you actually go around, though, and collect the waste yourself?
Oh, no, you didn't do... No, it came into the yard.
It actually came...
On lorries.
I see.
Yeah, lorries. Different firm contract and that, you know.
Yeah. And so you really didn't stir outside the yard, really?
Oh, no.
You were there all the time?
Yeah.